This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
It is Wednesday in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, and as we do every week at this time, we're joined by the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And PJ, it's great having you on with us once again. We'll get to the NFL slate. We know you've got a lot of thoughts, including some thoughts on the Bills and the Texans. We want to start with the SEC and college football. It's getting real interesting here as the season comes to a close. Let's start with OU, with Oklahoma and Missouri, and get your thoughts on this matchup coming up here this weekend.
Yeah, ranked matchup, guys. You know, Oklahoma, impressive win, obviously, against Bama. Impressive win against Tennessee in their last two games. But for me, the Sooners are the type of team that when they go up against other good teams, really it's all about the turnover battle for them. You know, early on in the season, they had nice wins against Auburn and Michigan at home, but they really weren't able to force turnovers in that game. Certainly not the turnovers that they forced against Bama and Tennessee when they got three turnovers against those teams. Weren't able to do that against Ole Miss. So this is a team that it really is all about getting turnovers. And when they can get extra possessions, when they can shorten the field for their offense, when they can score defensively, that is when they're at their best. So I think in a game against Missouri, who's also got a very good defense, and I think is going to play conservative because they're still going with their third-string quarterback, and Oklahoma coming off those two big losses or two big wins, they're in desperation mode. I think Missouri can keep this game close. So when you got a team like OU where really it all depends on what they do with the turnover battle, and when they're laying 7.5 against a good Missouri team, I'll take the Tigers in that one plus the points.
Old-fashioned Pac-12 matchup, but they're, you know, of course, in the Big Ten now. You've got number 8 Oregon taking on number 17 USC. And PJ, this line, it's kind of odd from an outsider's point. It's gone 3 points in the direction of Oregon, not for any obvious reason. What's going on with this game?
You know, you guys know me, right? You see a game like this, top 15 matchup, big point spread. I'd normally be on the favorite, but I actually like USC in this game. I'm hoping we get a 10 with the Trojans. But look, I mean, USC, this was the same spread when they went to South Bend and played Notre Dame. The Irish were a 9.5-point favorite, and I don't think the Irish and Oregon are equal teams. You know, we keep bringing this up every week with Oregon, but it's like, what is their best win, you know? Going on the road and beating Iowa, yeah, that's a nice win, but it wasn't convincing. I mean, they were trailing in the final minute. The Penn State game at the time we all thought was really good, but we obviously see how Penn State's season has taken a turn. So I've been on with you guys a bunch when we've been talking about USC and when they go on the road and they play in these Big Ten games in the Central Time Zone, Eastern Time Zone, and I love fading them in those kind of games. But, I mean, this is a trip to Eugene. You know, this is an old-school Pac-12, Pac-10 matchup, so I don't think you can really treat this as like a normal USC like road game where they would struggle. They usually play well against Oregon and they usually play well in Eugene. So I just kind of think this is too many points. And I think we're overrating Oregon because of the brand name a little bit. But I like USC to keep that game close. So I'll take them plus points.
All right, let's talk ACC football, where Georgia Tech is hosting Pitt. And PJ, I don't know. You're right. We talk a lot every week. And after losing to Notre Dame last weekend, is this a bounce-back spot for Pitt?
You know, it's a fishy line, guys, right? You got Georgia Tech, only a 2.5-point favorite at home. It's almost like they're dangling that 2.5 in front of you, daring you to take it. Oh, all Georgia Tech has to do is win by a field goal at home. They haven't lost a home game in 2 years, you guys. And normally under Brent Key, you want to bet Georgia Tech as an underdog. They're a great bet as a dog, especially against the number. They've usually struggled as a favorite against the spread. Obviously, they've been pretty good this year, especially straight up. But that number is definitely a Pitt number, plus 2.5. How I would play it is I just think it's a great game to bet live because you got a high total of 62.5. It should be a high-scoring game, two good offenses. And when you're going to have a lot of points like that, right? I mean, if either team is up double digits, both teams have chances to strike quickly. So I wouldn't bet the initial line. I just wait, sit back. Whichever team is up by double digits at some point in that game, that's when you bet the other side and get the better number. So that's how I'm betting it. If I had to pick the game, though, I probably would lean towards Pitt plus the points.
PJ Glass, your host, has sent it in, BetMGM Network. PJ, this Tennessee-Florida matchup. Now, what's more important when trying to evaluate this game? Is it the history? Because if it's the history, Florida's won 17 in the last 20. If it's just in the 2025 bubble, well, Florida's not very good. And Tennessee, they're averaging 43 points a game on offense. And they're only giving 3.5, which means, wait a second, something doesn't seem right here. So I don't know which way we're going to go here. Tennessee, Florida, what do you like?
So, Gene, this is one of those rivalry games. It's all about where it's played. We're going to talk about the Iron Bowl next week when Bama takes on Auburn, and I think most sports fans know that that game is a lot more interesting when it's played at Auburn. It tends to be a lot closer. We get wild finishes. It's the same with this one. I want to say, guys, Tennessee has only won in the swamp like two times in the last 50 years or something insane like that. I mean, they never win in Florida. And even though it's been a tough year for the Gators, they obviously have had a couple tough years here recently. They always get up for this game, and they always play Tennessee tough in the swamp. So I just can never lay points with Tennessee in this game when it's played in Gainesville. If it was in Knoxville, it'd be a different story. But this has been a house of horrors for Tennessee. So maybe they win, but if they do, it's going to be close. If you're giving me over a field goal with the dog, I'll take that every time. So I like Florida.
All right, let's shift gears to the NFL with PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In on the BetMGM Network. And PJ, the game we've been spending the majority of our time talking about, happens tomorrow night to kick off Week 12. It's our Bills traveling to Houston to take the Texans. Do you have a sense on which direction you're leaning here?
So the spread has obviously moved up, guys, because it looks like Davis Mills is probably going to play again for the Texans. So the Bills, who were at one point a 3.5-point favorite, are now up to 6. I understand the line movement, but I think that now we've gotten to a point where I like Houston in the game plus the points. We've seen in this Thursday night games that there have been plenty of upsets, right? You had the Giants beat the Eagles, Bengals, Steelers, Niners, Rams. I mean, we've had a bunch of upsets in these short week games. And usually on Thursday night, home field advantage, I mean, it is a big thing, right? When you're short week, not as much prep time, have to get on a plane, all these sorts of things. And I mean, I don't have to tell you guys, the Bills have been so up and down this season. It feels like as soon as they put together a good game and you're ready to believe in them, that's when they come back down. So, look, I mean, their offense was awesome. Josh looked like the MVP last week with the 6 touchdowns against the Bucs, but they're facing one of the best defenses in the NFL. And you guys would know better than me, but I just feel like the Bills never really play well in Houston. I feel like those games are always low scoring. Their offense tends to struggle. And obviously that's the game that Houston wants to play with their offense and with Davis Mills. So with 6, I just think it's too many with that defense on a short week. So I would take the Texans plus the points.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, there's a few conflicting things here. You brought up, hey, the Bills don't play well. You can go back to a playoff game, Josh Allen's first playoff game. This is the one, you know, venue for whatever reason. Josh Allen, 9-30 last year and a loss there. But McDermott's won his last six on Thursday Night Football. So that's why I think maybe that window of, hey, the Bills win this, but maybe they don't cover would make some sense there. PJ, your thoughts on two teams that I'm – quite frankly, I'm not impressed with Vikings and Packers at Lambeau. This is going to be in the early TV window on Sunday. BetQL listing the Packers as a 6.5-point favorite. PJ, is that too many points for an offense that just doesn't look quite right here?
I think it is, guys. I mean, look, J.J. McCarthy is bad and as horrible as he has looked for most of his NFL career so far. His two wins have been on against divisional teams on the road, right? They won in week one at the Bears, and they won a couple weeks ago at the Lions. So there's something about these divisional games. When he goes on the road, he tends to play well. The Vikings have actually played pretty well in Lambeau too in the last two or three years. When they've had that O'Connell-Flores combo, they've really played well against the Packers in Green Bay. And I don't want to lay 6 points right now with this Packers team, guys. Their offense just does not look good. Josh Jacobs is probably going to be out this week. They got injuries at receivers. The O-line isn't very good. I like the under in this game. I think it's going to be low scoring because the Packers defense has been very good at home this year. But with the way McCarthy's played on the road in these divisional games and the history of O'Connell and Flores going up against LaFleur in these games at Lambeau, I just think it's too many. So I do like Minnesota this week plus the 6.5.
9% of teams that are 500 or lower at this point of the season make the playoffs. It's a small percentage. Here are the Chiefs, a 500 team, hosting the Colts on Sunday. The Colts, with their two losses coming in, and we see the Chiefs as a slight favorite here at Arrowhead. Give us your thoughts on this AFC matchup.
I mean, this has got to be the Chiefs for me, right? Make sure you get the 3, because there are some 3.5s out there. So if you get the Chiefs, get the -3. I mean, are we really doing this again, fellas, where I got to listen to all these shows, talk about how the Chiefs are dead, stick a fork in them, it's not the same team? I mean, look, they're 0-5 in one-score games this season, which is obviously very un-Chief-like. That Bronco game on Sunday is always the kind of game you expect them to win, coming off a bye, desperation mode, divisional game. So I understand why people are concerned. It definitely hasn't looked like the same Chiefs team at times. But I feel like people are so focused on the Chiefs side of things where, I mean, have we been watching the Colts recently and what they've looked like? I think we've all expected the regression to hit at some point, and Daniel Jones couldn't continue to play at the level that he was. They had those 6 turnovers against Pittsburgh. Then they had the Titans at home, which was obviously nice. But then they go overseas and they play Atlanta, and they should have lost that game in a game that went to overtime. So just feels like a game where that Chiefs defense and Spags are going to create some turnovers off Daniel Jones and the Colts, and I think Mahomes and the Chiefs get right. So -3 feels like a nice buy low here on Kansas City. So I do like the Chiefs this week.
All right, PJ, pop quiz. Which team on this week's NFL slate of action is being favored for the first time this season?
I'm going to go with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, I had a different answer for you. It's the Saints. At least I'm looking. They have the Saints giving 1.5 to Atlanta. Now, this has probably bounced around a bit here, and I don't know if this says anything about the Saints here. But like Atlanta, what has happened to this team? This team's going to be picking in the top 10 again. And for Michael Penix, you know, 8 years, dating back to college, five of them season-ending injuries, and now today we learn it's an ACL, so you're not going to be ready to go, you would figure, or it's going to be a long shot to be ready for camp. PJ, what are your thoughts on this particular matchup, which, to those cities involved, it's a rivalry game, Falcons-Saints. I'm looking at Atlanta getting 1.5 in New Orleans.
So my play in the game, you guys, is going to be the Falcons team total under 19.5 points. I just don't see how they score 20 points in this game, not with Kirk Cousins under center. With him under center, I really think you could argue that the Falcons are one of the worst teams in the NFL. Gene, you just said the Saints are favored. 1-8, they're favored in this game with two wins all year. They're favored over Atlanta. Cousins at this point is so bad. He can't move. He's a statue. And then on top of that, he just cannot push the ball down the field. He just has nothing on his ball anymore. Drake London's going to be out for this game. And obviously, Atlanta, I mean, what's the part you want to lean on? Bijan, Algier, the run game. Saints got a good run defense, and they're coming off a bye. So the path for victory for Atlanta in this game is to run it, and that's the strength of the Saints defense. And then the one passing weapon that you would lean on for Cousins is going to be out. I just don't know how Atlanta scores too many points in this game unless Duck just turns the ball over, they get some special teams touchdowns or whatever it may be. I think Atlanta team total under the way to go in that game.
PJ, I know we won't get the opportunity to talk to you next week. We'll be off as we prepare for Thanksgiving. But before we wish you well and wish you a happy Thanksgiving, a happy Turkey Day, I just want to go back to college football for a second and get your thought here, because we'll have a better sense of what that college football playoff looks like the next time we speak. What are your thoughts on how it's shaping up here, shaking out, and what do you think the ultimate college football playoff bracket looks like here?
So a couple initial thoughts for you guys. I think Ohio State is the clear team to beat. You know how there are certain years in March Madness where you fill out your bracket and sometimes you go matchup by matchup, game by game, and then you just kind of end up with a champion? Like, you don't know who you're going into it picking your champion, and then you just kind of go game by game, and it's like, well, guess Kentucky's my champion, guess Gonzaga's my champion, whatever it is. I think this is one of those years where before you even fill out the bracket, you just put Ohio State as the champion, and then you just kind of fill everything else in. I understand the one concern is they really haven't played anybody, and they haven't really been challenged yet late in the fourth quarter, but I just think they're so good, I don't know if that's going to be the case. So that's my first thought on the playoff and kind of future. Texas Tech would be a team that I would keep an eye on. I think they're very underrated, and they're starting to creep towards that territory where they might get a first-round bye. You know, Texas A&M ends the season against Texas. I kind of think they're going to lose that game next week. You still have Ohio State and Indiana probably playing in the Big Ten title game, so Indiana could drop. Texas Tech, if they went out and win the Big 12, guys, I think there's a chance that they could get that 4, maybe even 3 seed, get a first-round bye. So I'd keep an eye on the Red Raiders. I think they're a pretty dangerous team. And then I was talking about this on my show, but a futures bet that I really like is Georgia to win the SEC right now is +275. There are three ways that Georgia can make the SEC title game. A&M losing to Texas, which I think is going to happen. Bama losing to Auburn, which definitely could happen. Or Bama winning, but Georgia has the better strength of record after everything happens the next couple weeks, and we see that Georgia's wins are better than Bama's wins from a record standpoint. So there are three ways Georgia can make it. They're +275. I think if they play Bama again, they probably win. And then I think if they play A&M, they probably win that game as well. So I think Ohio State wins, Texas Tech sleeper. And then if you want to bet right now, currently, as we head into the final couple weeks, Georgia to win the SEC, I think, is a nice price.
PJ, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, how does this all play out? Where is he coaching next year?
Man, I think he's going to stay, you guys. I think he stays at Ole Miss. I really do. I know there's a lot of smokescreen going on right now with LSU and Florida. And I get, in theory, historically, those jobs definitely are better. But if you're Kiffin, I mean, look, it's not like Ole Miss is a bad program. You're still in the SEC. You're going to make the playoff this year. And you bought yourself so much equity at that school that if you go to Florida or LSU and you lose in your first 2-3 years, you could be out the door. So I don't know what Kiffin's going to end up doing, obviously. It wouldn't surprise me if he went to one of those schools. But, guys, I really think he just ends up staying in Oxford.
P. PJ, it's a treat having you on with us every week here in the Sports Bar. We always appreciate the time that you give us. I want to make sure you give our audience a little heads up on Send It In, everything you're working on, where we can get more of your work, and wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate you, Danger. Gene, always great talking to you guys. So we'll be off Thursday and Friday for my show, Send It In, for Thanksgiving. But my show is weekdays, 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. Just search at the BetMGM Network. And obviously, fellas, we got NFL going on. We got college football going on. Feast Week's coming up next week in college hoops. So great time of the year. And always good talking to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Yeah, what's your favorite side dish, PJ? Is it something that's mashed?
The mashed potatoes. That is my favorite. I'm actually a stuffing guy, personally.
Big stuffing guy. Can we normalize stuffing being a year-round delicacy? I mean, it feels like it doesn't get enough play.
I totally agree. So good. I'm also, I don't know if you guys eat like pumpkin bread, but that is, my mom makes the best pumpkin bread. That is my favorite. So big pumpkin guy. Love, you know, pie, bread, anything like that. Stuffing. I agree with you though, Danger. Yeah. I mean, that should, I wish I had it more throughout the year.
Yeah, just, you know, do an outdoor barbecue, a little burger and stuffing. What's the problem?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. It's funny. Gene, thank you for setting me up, because I was trying to think of a side dish with a Baltimore accent, and then you gave me the mash, and I'm like, there we go.
Yeah, we always give you the way up, PJ.
You're the best, PJ. Enjoy your holiday, man. Thanks for the time.
You too, fellas. Talk to you soon.
PJ Glasser, Send It In on the BetMGM Network. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
The idea that a 2-8 team in the NFL is favored over a team that beat the Buffalo Bills. Yes, if this is the example, if it's a week-to-week league, you'll multiply that. If it's month-to-month, my goodness, Atlanta going right into the dump. I looked it up. The last time the Saints were favored, I don't even remember this game. It was week 14 last year. They were 5-point favorites against the Giants. They win. They don't cover. 14-11 was the oddball. But just kind of brings into focus, like, you're the Giants and you're losing at home to a bad Saints team last year. How did Dable return in the first place there?
Right. Yeah, bad loss. The Falcons, I mean, it is shocking now in retrospect when you see that the Bills lost to that team. But I have zero sympathy for the Falcons. I feel like they've put themselves in this position. Yes. They drafted poorly. They didn't hire. I don't think they hired the right head coach. I think Morris is a good coordinator, not a good head coach. You went back to that well and gave a guy a second chance that probably didn't deserve a second chance as a head coach. And you're seeing it all play out. There's some star talent on that roster.
Do you remember? It wasn't this offseason. It was the previous offseason. PJ Glasser had a take that Terry Fontenot should have been fired on
Thor.
I'm sorry, it was Thor.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Thor. Yeah. Thor hit us up with this nuclear scud.
The guy who's running that room, Terry Fontenot, he does that every single year. He just torches assets. This is the fourth straight year that they've had a top eight pick. In those 4 years, he's taken a tight end, he's taken a running back. Now he's taken a guy who will be a multi-year backup quarterback, and by the time he can finally get a chance, his rookie contract's going to be done. He's going to be closing in on 30. Terry Fontenot, in my opinion, should have been fired on the spot. I think that there's a really good chance that he has overseen his last draft process.
Last checked, he's still there.
He's still there, yeah. And they lose. They're going to be picking top 10 again.
Yeah, they'll be picking the top 10 again.
You got to get rid of this guy.
Their quarterback, Penix, out again with another knee surgery. So he, you know, you drafted that guy while you had Kirk Cousins, and you don't know how healthy he's going to be for the rest of his career. He's right. He's going to be pushing 30. I mean, a tight end in the first round, a running back in the first round. There's some stars that don't have a lot of support, and the way they've built this roster, the guy that they have leading the team in Morris, I don't have sympathy for the Atlanta Falcons. And I really don't know who you bring in there. I don't know that you're moving on from Raheem Morris or you're blowing it all up and starting from scratch. I really don't know what's next for the Falcons if they're picking top eight again.
Does Arthur Blank care? Like, he's just one of those owners that kind of floats around.
Sure, and, he used to care. I mean, yeah. Or maybe he had a GM in Dimitroff that did care or was more present. I don't know. But Fontenot ain't it. Morris ain't it. The Falcons ain't it. And now you're stuck with Kirk Cousins, who is not, it's the hologram of Kirk Cousins. It's really, but did you see who Atlanta is going to be signing to their practice squad? I don't know if you're up to date on the Atlanta quarterback depth chart with Penix season being over.
Oh no.
Kirk Cousins is the starter moving forward.
Okay.
They're going to elevate sports bar favorite Easton Stick.
Whoa.
To back up.
All right. Don't even bother with Cousins. Put in Easton Stick.
But it's who they just signed to their practice squad that has me excited, Gino, because there's still
no
a chance
way. No way.
That we could still see the deliberate learner,
oh.
Kyle Trask, play in an NFL regular season game.
You had me for a second because I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, Peterman's going to get another chance.
Oh, God, no. God.
The please. Jets brought him in at one point. They didn't sign him. Maybe Peterman pops up at the end of the year for these quarterback needy teams.
Yeah, for the Jets, just in case something happens to Tyrod. You know, you can never be too sure.
This was, gosh, Scott Reynolds a few years back. And when you spend a second-round pick on a quarterback, you're going to ask, like, wait a second, Kyle Trask, what's going on with him? And it's the best euphemism, meaning, hey, let me try to say something nice.
I'm going to glaze it over with, you know, what I want you to do is read between the lines. And he basically said, you know, Kyle Trask is viewed as a deliberate learner.
He's a dummy.
Which is exactly right. He is not getting anything that we're throwing at him. He doesn't understand it. He's a dummy. He's a deliberate learner. He's slow. He's taking his time learning the playbook, taking his time learning the offense. He's a deliberate learner. Man. What a great moment in sports bar history. Kyle Trask will live on forever as the deliberate learner and now on the Atlanta Falcons practice squad. There's still a chance we could see him. We've got to take a break and come back. Seth Payne joins us in the 4 o'clock hour. We go to Houston and learn more about the Bills' opponent tomorrow night on Prime. We have time for your calls as well at 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.